Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, he is Derek Klassen, co-host of the Athletic Football Show with Robert Mays. Follow him on Twitter at QB Class. Thanks for coming on, Derek. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing good. I wanted to get you on because I saw you guys put up your podcast talking about all the wild card matchups and saw the video you talking about the Packers. And I have lots of questions, I think, as do many Packer fans. This Packers offense, I think to a majority of people, felt far more disjointed throughout games this year than it ever did in second half of games last year, in the second part of last year when they got on that run. And part of that probably is their want to run Josh Jacobs more there in the second half after Jordan Love came back from his injury. Then you see different people putting out there, like Richard Sherman, that, oh, they don't trust Jordan Love to throw the ball. That's why they're running it as much as Josh Jacobs. What was your take on this Packers offense and Matt LaFleur's play calling this year?
I think what's complicated is that I think it would be nice and tidy if it could be just one thing that we could point to, but I truly think it was like eight different things with this Packers offense.
Only eight. Good. All right.
Right. It was so many little things adding up. I think one, to me, this was, for the most part, an offensive line that I think was kind of punching above its weight class for a lot of the season, especially in pass protection. And then I think as soon as you lose, you know, Elgton Jenkins very early in this game, I think that that was a huge issue. You know, you mentioned Jordan Love being injured. He had the knee and kind of groin injury for the first half of the season. Then going into this game, he had the hand and nerve issue in his right hand. And I think you saw it in this game. I think he struggled pushing the ball outside the numbers in the way that he usually does. And some of those balls were kind of floating on him. And then to me, I think the biggest issue that you saw with the passing offense over the last, you know, kind of month or so, and as Christian Watson was in and out of the lineup, they're just not a very explosive, you know, downfield passing offense without Christian Watson being able to stretch the field. So I think once they lost that, the offense felt a little too slow, a little too condensed. And so you just kind of add all of those things together. And I think all of them are fixable going into next year. It's just so many things culminated in this one moment against them.
Derek, when the season ended last year, I was very, very excited, as well as many Packer fans, about this wide receiving core because of how well they played, right? I think people were fired up about Christian Watson if he could stay healthy. Romeo Doubs made an impression. People were loving on Jaden Reed. Dontavian Wicks, people were talking about maybe he's going to be the number one wide receiver on this team. People were excited about what they got in Tucker Kraft. And then you come back this year and you're like sixth in drops for a majority of the year. You're top three in drops in the NFL. Does that get better, or did we see who they are now?
I think part of the excitement was you just assumed one guy would jump into stardom, right? And that just didn't happen. A lot of those guys kind of stagnated, and a lot of them are still solid players. You know, Jaden Reed has his role, Wicks has his role, Watson has his role. But I think, almost similar to the offensive line, it's a receiving group that is kind of better than the sum of its parts, and you need each particular player to fill their role. You need Doubs to be your ball winner and, you know, your third and seven guy. You need Wicks to be your one-on-one separator. You need Christian Watson to be this downfield explosive threat. And when you pull out one of those Jenga blocks, everyone else kind of suffers for it because you don't just have that true number one who I think can pull a lot of attention. So I think, to me, a lot of these guys are still very functional role players. But I do think that you felt this year the lack of a true number one threat, especially once one or two guys were pulled out of the lineup.
Talking with Derek Klassen, co-host of the Athletic Football Show here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow him on Twitter at QB Class. Let's talk about Tucker Kraft at tight end, because I've been one of the people on this bandwagon of, look, If you don't have that guy when Christian Watson is out there, why not let Tucker Kraft be that guy at tight end? You've seen other tight ends be that number one receiving threat for a quarterback over the time of the NFL. And at one point last year, I'm going Kraft and Musgrave. Musgrave was supposed to be the athletic guy that can stretch the middle of the field. Kraft was going to be more of that physical guy. I was like Gronkowski, Hernandez, maybe something along those lines where you play double tight ends. If you go way back in Packers history, Keith Jackson, Mark Chmura. But they really never have used or exploited that during the season.
I don't really understand that either, especially because, like we both mentioned, none of the receivers kind of took that jump into stardom. And I think if anybody, Kraft was the skill player on this team that got the most improved. I think what he did, especially with yards after catch, especially early in the season, I mean, he had 4 or 5 plays early in the year where he was turning 6, 7 yard gains into 30 and 40 yards somehow. So I'm kind of surprised they didn't really use him more, especially in this game. Like you mentioned, they don't have Christian Watson, who is supposed to be their explosive threat. Their next most explosive player relative to his position is probably Tucker Kraft because of what he can do with the ball in his hands. So I'm surprised they didn't try to throw, you know, I know they threw the one screen to him and Nakobe Dean blew it up, but I'm surprised they didn't try a little bit more of that. Maybe try to get one of those Y leak plays where, you know, you're getting him running up the sideline on the opposite side of the field. I am surprised they didn't try to tap into that a little bit more.
Derek, the other thing that we've been harping on, the people that follow the Packers, cover the Packers, Packer fans, is play action. And the fact that they don't seemingly do it enough. Now, they run out of shotgun a lot. It felt like a lot more than they did last year. I don't have the numbers to back that up, but that's what it felt like. And, you know, they put out there that, well, running out of the shotgun, they average like a yard more per carry than running out of center. And maybe Josh Jacobs is more comfortable from that perspective. But when you look at the top teams in the NFL, like the Detroit Lions, I mean, they dwarf what the Packers do from a play-action concept. They've gotten by like, I don't know, 70 to 100 more play-action snaps than what the Packers did this year. Is that something that this offense needs to incorporate more, do you think, going into next season?
I think probably because that is kind of what this style of offense has typically been built to do, whether it's, you know, Shanahan, McVay, you know, obviously LaFleur comes from that tree of offense. So some of those guys have moved away from it a little bit. You know, if you look at Shanahan, what he's done in, you know, pretty much ever since he got Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey, they've been a little bit more of a shotgun, pure dropback team without some of the play action stuff. But the way that I think that Green Bay has been built, where you don't just have this number one threat that you can rely on, I think it would be nice if they could lean on the run game a little bit more and kind of incorporate some more of the play action stuff. I do think if they got Luke Musgrave back and healthier, him being able to stretch the field as a tight end, I think would unlock some of that for them. You know, you see kind of what the speed of a guy like Sam Laporta at tight end does for the Lions play action game. So I do think unlocking that could go a long way for them. But I do think some of it comes back to, again, this is a team that ran the ball fairly well this year. But again, I do think the offensive line was kind of punching above their weight class. So I wonder if LaFleur just, maybe if they could, you know, get the offensive line to be slightly upgraded, they would feel a little bit more running from under center so that they could tie back in some of those play action concepts.
Talking with Derek Klassen, co-host of the Athletic Football Show here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Follow Derek on Twitter at QB Class as we talk to him here on The Fan. Derek, let me ask you this about punching above their weight class. What do you mean by that? Are there specific guys maybe that you're talking about on the line?
I just think for a majority of the year, you know, I think left tackle, they've gotten away with having a guy who is okay at the position, but I think is not great. And I think if you just look at the way that this entire line is constructed, they don't have many guys who were top flight picks, right? You know, guys that were first and second round picks that are supposed to be your Pro Bowl caliber players.
Yeah, not a single first round pick in the starting five.
Right. And Jordan Morgan was kind of supposed to be that guy for them. And then he misses a lot of this season. And so, you know, you get guys like Zach Tom, who I think is an above average starter, even though obviously in this last game, I don't think he played his best. But other than him, like, it's a lot of guys who are, it's cool that they're starters for these fourth and fifth round picks and stuff like that. But it would be nice if they just had one or two guys who really felt like Pro Bowl caliber players who could move guys at will every now and then. I just don't know that they have enough of those guys right now.
I'm going to try and pin you down on something. In most games, do you think the defensive lines are more talented than what the Packers' offensive line is?
I would say in probably a good majority of games, yes. And I do think, again, because LaFleur schemes it up so well, and because Jordan Love, for whatever we want to say about some of his flaws, I do think one of his best traits is that he avoids sacks.
Yeah.
I think those two things kind of make the offensive line look a little bit better than it is. So I think what you just said there with defensive lines usually outclassing them a little bit, I do think definitely holds true.
I've got one more for you. Wide receiver one, as they like to call it, whole offseason. Matt LaFleur, I'm going to puke if somebody else brings up that, you know, we need a true number one wide receiver, fine. Well, now after this season, I think a lot of fans are now taking to the idea of, okay, they need to go find one. And Davante Adams, obviously, is one that's been here that might be available again. T. Higgins is another a hot name from Packer fans. They're going to have around $50 million or so in cap space when they get to free agency. How hot to trot would you be right now if you're this organization to go get one of those players for Jordan Love?
I would love to see it. I think anytime you can have a guarantee at wide receiver for a young quarterback who is still trying to work through some things, figure out exactly how he wants to play the position, I think that is always a huge boon for these players. T. Higgins, to me, is very obviously the belle of the ball. I think any team, whether it's the Packers in this situation, whether it's the Patriots with Drake May, any of these teams that just need to pair a young quarterback with a very obvious guy that they can just throw the ball to and give them chances. And I do think that, you know, with as aggressive as Jordan Love is and with as good as T. Higgins is at winning the ball, I think that that's probably a perfect marriage. So I would like to see that because I think it solves some of the ball winning and consistency issues that you see with this team on a lot of instances. But also Higgins is good down the field. You know, he's not as fast as a guy like Watson, but he does allow you to stretch the field a little bit. So if they could find the money for that, I mean, T. Higgins would be a home run.
He is Derek Klassen, co-host of the Athletic Football Show. Check it out. Him and Robert Mays do a great job. Follow him on Twitter at QB Klass. Hopefully we can do this again, man. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. You guys have a good day.